What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Life Podcast. I am your host, Nicholas Trevilian, a.k.a. Coach Nicky T. And what do I have planned for you today? Ooh, we got a banger of an episode coming your way. The real reason why I have a podcast, have this podcast, and why you should start and host a podcast too. For me, it comes down to three main reasons. Reason number one why I have a podcast, it allows me long-form content and a chance to educate and teach a topic that solves a problem that my dream customers are facing. The second reason, it allows me that episode, whether that's a YouTube video, an Apple Podcast link, a Spotify link, it allows me to share that episode teaching a subject in long form content, addressing an issue, solving a problem, and I'm able to grab that link and share that with potential clients as a way of helping add value to them, as a way of establishing myself as somebody that knows what the heck I'm talking about, right? And then the third reason is taking that long form content, whether that's a 10 minute, 15 minute, 20 minute episode or more, and repurposing that, clipping that up into an Instagram reel, Facebook reel, TikTok, YouTube short, and repurposing the episode for short form content to my channels, which then funnels them, if they like the full, you know, the clip to see the full episode, it allows them to go learn more back to the thing that we started with. If they want to learn more about that little 60 second clip, they're able to go listen to the full episode on Apple or, you know, on Spotify. And again, get value, get educated, get taught a topic that I'm teaching in the full episode. So for example, what am I doing today? Somebody asked me a question last week, should they or should they not have a podcast? So what I'm doing right now is I'm educating that person individually, and obviously more, right? But one specific person who had asked me for help about their business and should they have a podcast or not. So I'm addressing a long form topic, explaining, educating, teaching a subject that I know really, really well with this individual. And when the show is posted up on YouTube or Apple, I'll grab the link and I'll send it to them. And sure, will I share the link to all of my other students? I'll email it to my list. Absolutely. But what I'm trying to get at with why I have a podcast is I'm trying to educate and teach. I'm genuinely here to solve a problem for brands and business owners. I teach authority. I teach how to blow up your brand using a podcast, writing a book, sales funnels, and standing out online. Well, how do you stand out online? You have badass little clips. How do you get badass little clips of you teaching and educating? You get them from a podcast in a place of authority. You only pull those out in a long form content. See, I ran into the trap, and maybe you've fallen into this, where I started sucking at recording content. Like, I'd wake up and I'd be like, what am I going to do today? And I try to find a good hook. What I found is this: I'm sitting here comfortable talking to you on a microphone that's plugged into my iPhone. It's going to have my erms, my ums, my stutters, taking a breath. It's real. It's genuine. It's authentic. I'm not staged. I'm very comfortable. I got a coffee and a water sitting here with me. I can take a breath, and I'm not trying to get it done in 90 seconds or less or 60 seconds or less. So I'm able to truly share my passion with you and educate, which is why I think that you should have a podcast. That's the very first reason, is you're able to educate your dream clients on a topic that they're facing. See, I used to have this big misconception with podcasting, and I looked up to so many podcasters and still do, but I thought it was like you have them on your show or you go on their show and you're there for, you know, an hour and they interview you about your life story. And that was a lot of my early podcasts. A lot of people would invite me on their show. They wanted me to unpack what it was like being, you know, how did you get an entrepreneurship? And I'm telling this story of my life. And maybe you've ran into that. That was my perception of podcasting. And like, I still get those requests once or twice a week of me to come onto the show. And I don't like those shows because it's not about me. And I hate sitting there telling my story over and over and over again, where I'd rather just teach on a topic, like the topic I'm teaching on right now. Why you should start a podcast. You'll hear I won't touch on my story. I won't touch on any of that stuff. But people still, like, that was my perception of a podcast, right? Like Joe Rogan, best in the game. Look up to him so much. But what happens? He has people on their show and they're talking about, you know, their life and all the above. I wasn't at that level yet. I didn't have this big badass studio. And so I was kind of held back with, should I do a podcast or shouldn't I? And then I came up with this concept. What we're going to talk about right now is unpacking a topic on each episode by yourself. Now, should you have on guests? Yeah, you can have on guests, but this episode specifically is me picking one topic that my dream clients are struggling with or want to learn more about, educating all about the topic. Now I have this footage in a YouTube video or an Apple podcast as almost like a library is how I want you to look at how I see podcasting. So if I go record a show a week or two shows per week, I'm adding 52 or 104 episodes per year that are now archived. So when somebody asks me in a month, which they will, because I understand the psychology of my dream clients, brands that want to build and build authority and grow, they want to stand out online, somebody in a month or two is going to ask me about a podcast. And instead of having to address it, you know, like going over it on a call, I can grab this link and share that with them. But at the same time, I'm sharing this with people that follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, right? And they're able to go listen to the full show as well and get educated and almost test drive what it's like to work with me. Now, why does this matter for you? I don't care what you do. You could be a blue collar contractor that does roofs and hold a show for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. It'd be cool to do it like on top of a roof, but you're out there educating the general public. So let's take this roofer. You know, you got Roger the roofer, and Roger records an episode per week about what he's seen in the roofing industry. Well, he can then share that on his social media. He can email his potential leads that show and educate his clients in long form. So he gets the long form to educate on, and most likely the topic that he teaches on that episode, a customer, just like the person he's teaching today, would have that same question in 6 months. So Roger's now archiving his roofing show. He's educating the general population. And sure, can he get organic reach that way? Absolutely. But then he's able to take that show, share that with his current customers today. So for example, every show that I record, I send to my entire database of email addresses. Pretty powerful. People that have opted in for my lead magnets or on my newsletter, I'm able to share the show with thousands of people with a click of a button, emailing it to them, because those people are brands that want to stand out online, build authority, and make more sales. So I'm able to share this with them. And yes, I share it on Instagram and I share it on my social channels. So I'm able to do that. But then I get to take that full episode like I'm doing now, and I get to clip that up and repurpose that into smaller bite-sized chunks, whether that's a reel or a TikTok or whether that's a post. Oftentimes I'll find a couple quotes or topics out of the show and I'll do like a little image on Instagram or one on Facebook. There's so many things that you can do with the show. So in summary, the main three reasons is I'm trying to just truly educate my clients, potential clients and customers on a topic. So what I do each week is I just pick a topic that I've been asked about, that I'm seeing like people running up against, or somebody asked me a question, or I ran into it on a coaching call. And just like this episode, somebody asked me last week, should they start a podcast or not, and why? And I'm addressing why. Now for you, you could look at your customers' frequently asked questions. And what happens when you have your own show is they start to see you as the trusted authority. And I can't stress this enough. By you being the one educating for 5, 10, 20 minutes, you're able to send that to them. And there's something magical that happens when you share with them a Spotify link, an Apple Podcast link, a YouTube link. You gain the credibility of that platform, and they're able to watch that show or hear that show without you having to be there. And so with the podcast and the platform, people can watch that 24/7 daily, right? So they're able to educate themselves from the comfort of their own home, you know, in their car, on their phone, on a walk, without you having to be there. And so you're getting this authority where people are listening to your knowledge, your education, teaching a topic. And that's where a lot of people are like, dude, I don't know if I'm worthy. Do you solve a problem for somebody? Yes, then you're worthy. It's your duty to educate that person. So let's say, for example, like simple analogy. Let's say a real estate agent. I think we can all wrap our heads around such a simple, you know, realtor. They could start a show, not about life, not about business, about first-time buyers. And they could educate on how to get a loan and, you know, how to buy a home. Then they could take that show and share that with potential first-time buyers. Does that make sense? See, I used to think I had to have like this level of success and I'm sharing all about my life. No, dude. Educate on what you teach. If you're selling a product or service, you're teaching people now. You're solving a problem. So make your show about the problem that you solve. Address issues that your dream clients are running into. Address it weekly. I believe in a weekly show. When you do a weekly show, what that allows you to do is consistently produce content. See, I record my show one time per week. That's it. That's all the content I'll really record for the week. I'll record the show one time, 20 minutes. Then I'll use a software or an editor to clip that up into smaller clips and repurpose that throughout the week. And will I do some other stuff? I will. Some random videos here or a picture, you know, some images on my social, on my stories. Yeah. But the main majority of my content comes from this once a week show. So it's working one time. then editing it or using some softwares like there's Opus Pro now, video.ai, captions, they'll all splice this up into a bunch of little bite-sized clips that then I can share on my channels, get more attention that way, and then in the body of each post, hey, this is a quick clip taken from my show. If you learned something from this and you'd like to learn more, go listen to the full episode of the Try and Fly podcast on, you know, boom. And you're able to do the same thing. And that's why I have a podcast and why I think you should too. It lets you consistently produce content, take that content, share it with potential clients. And what I have found with long form content, I think this is such an underutilized tool. You're hearing me authentically sharing what I believe in. Again, everything is just real and authentic. It's like we're having a conversation together. Do you feel that? And so I want you to imagine educating your customers in this modality. All this is a microphone plugged into my iPhone and I'm just hitting record. The microphone goes directly into my iPhone, but I'm able to talk to you like we're sitting together having a beer, iced tea, you know, Shirley Temple, and we're just having a conversation about you and your business. That's why I have a show, because I'm able to take a topic that I was genuinely asked, educate you all about this with no interruptions, just me being real and authentic. Then I get to take that show, and when those questions come up, fire it off to you, like a text message or a DM or an email, and then take all of this show and put a bunch of bite-sized clips up on my social media channels. Those are the three main reasons why I have a show and why you should too. So I want you to think about this. Starting a show is free. We use Spotify for podcasters.com. It's free. It's a Spotify website. What that allows you to do is record. So I'm recording this on my iPhone right now. I'm going to take this video and I'm going to upload this to Spotify for Podcasters, which is free. Then what they're going to do is they're going to bridge that out to and post that to Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, all these other big major podcast platforms. What's cool about Spotify for Podcasters too and why we use it is it allows you a video podcast. So Spotify has a video podcast player so people can watch it on video on Spotify, listen to it on audio on Apple. So it's a one-stop shop. You upload it, your podcast is done. Then what I'll do is I'll take this exact video and I'll upload this to YouTube with like a little cool thumbnail on it. Now, a lot of people reach out to me like, dude, should I do a YouTube? Should I do Spotify? Right, what I'm giving you right now, it kind of kills all those major platforms with one video. And that's why I love it. Again, YouTube's free, Spotify's free, Apple's free, it's all free. It just requires your passion and your sweat equity. And that's why I'm so in love with this as a modality to get your message out there. And then again, it allows you to clip this up in a short form content. You see, when you step in to record one time per week, you'll get more clips for the rest of the week. Like out of a 20-minute episode, I can probably get probably 6 to 7, maybe 10 really good clips, bullet points, quotes, you know, things that I'm talking about to then share back on my social channels, which again, if you get my psychology here, the baby clips, the small repurposed clips are meant to for the right person to go listen to the full episode. And I'll share this with you in summary. I had somebody I met at a conference about 2 years ago, and this was the first time I really understood the power of podcasting. See, I early on started my podcast on things that I just wanted to help people with. I only produce content when I know it's going to help somebody. And so I didn't want to talk about myself. So I just started talking about things that I was seeing in entrepreneurship and tips and strategies. In one episode, I had talked about doing the 75 Hard program by Andy Frisella. And I met this gal at a conference and she's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. I'm going to follow you on Instagram. So we follow each other on Instagram. Again, watch what I just told you. So I take my podcast and I promote it on Instagram. Like I'll go to my stories and I'll do a post about it. Well, In this episode, I just talked about the, you know, stepping up and disciplines. And I was just sharing my story about should you do 75 hard or not? Well, she listened to this 30-minute, 45-minute episode. She said by the end of it, she knew that I was the best business coach for her because I was real, I was authentic, and I was genuinely helping her. She literally booked a call with me from the show and she bought my product to help her write a book. And it was interesting looking back how many high quality sales I've gotten from this show. And that's why I think you should start a show, because people will be able, they'll be able to listen to you, but they're also getting educated, you know, on what you teach. You're building trust and rapport that way, right? And so you're able to do this. You record one time, 10, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and share that with other people. And now, will I have guests on the show? Sure, but why do I have a show to begin with? Let's just be real. I have a show to build rapport with potential clients to make a sale, and as should you. You shouldn't record content just for content's sake. The content should all have a purpose. See, the direction of this show is meant to direct somebody to my show to learn about podcasting, in this episode, or learn about writing a book, learn about building authority, learn about blowing up your brand. And then at the end of each show is going to be a call to action, which you are going to get here in a second for somebody that's truly ready to grow and scale to learn more. So I want you to imagine, let's take Roger the Roofer. He teaches for 5 or 10 minutes about roofing, about what to do if you get a leak in your roof, da 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 da. He shares that online. He shares it with his customers. And then somebody listens to it. You know, Susie, homeowner, the Smiths listen to it and go, oh my God, Roger knows his stuff. And then Roger says, yeah, and if you'd like a free roofing consultation, go to rogersroofingconsultation.com. And that's a simple call to action at every show. This is what I teach, guys. This is why I'm doing this show. I record content with a purpose to educate you and teach you on the tools that you need to blow up your brand. I want you to imagine how you could do this for your consumers and customers as well. Is all of this making sense? I know it is. Now, the first step is making the decision that you're going to do the show. Go to Spotify for Podcasters, get an account set up. Go to canva.com and create a show image. That's all you're going to need. You can record right off of your iPhone. I've recorded it with like the iPhone headsets before. I've recorded it with no headsets, just right off the iPhone microphone. That's all you need. You need a cover image for your show. You can do it for free on Canva and an account, Spotify for Podcasters. Now, if you're not good at graphics, go to fiverr.com. Outsource it, type in the search bar on fiverr.com, podcast cover art, and they will knock one out for you for $30, $50, and you'll have that back in 24 to 48 hours. So there's nothing stopping you from doing a show, and I know this for a fact, other than yourself, other than your passion, other than your sweat equity. And I want you to find a day per week that you're going to do your show, get your cover art, get your account at Spotify for Podcasters, and then just hit record. We say you got to hit that big red button, and you absolutely have to hit that big red button. And guys, a podcast for me is really the foundation that I build all of my content around. It's where all my short form content comes. And it's truly a hub for me and a library for my content. And I absolutely love it. So that's why I started a podcast. And I just told you why you should too. Now, if you're still here tuning in and you want some help and want me to hold your hand through this process, this is what I do. I help brands build authority. And how do we do that? Four things. One, we start with your social media. Because that iPhone's in your pocket, we're going to build a brand online. Get very clear with who you are. You're going to start a podcast, which then funnels back to your social media. Okay, you're going to build a sales funnel to start landing sales, and a book a call funnel or an in-home funnel, book a call in-home or book an appointment in-home, and then you're going to write a book. And that's what we're going to do. You see, what we teach a lot of our authors is to make their chapters their show and start educating. Different story for a different day. But if you'd like me to help guide you through this process and help you blow up your brand, I want to do a one-on-one with you. We will sit down. I'm going to review your marketing. I'm going to give you a brand strategy moving forward. And then if you'd like my help with that, I'll show you how to make that happen. If you go to callwithnickyt.com, you can schedule your free one-on-one business audit marketing consultation. Again, that's callwithnickyt.com, and we can hop on together. You see what I did there? See, at the end of each show, we just educated. I want you to imagine this. You've educated your consumers, and then you give them a chance to book an in-home consultation, you know, an audit, a Zoom call, a phone call, which I've just done here with you today. Again, in summary, you get to share long-form content and educate them, then share that with potential clients, and then break that up into short-form content. And guys, that's why I have a podcast, the real reason why I have a podcast, and why you should too. Hope you learned something. We'll see you on the next one. Too bad the champ is here, taking all of the contentment. Remember my